And so, did you just want me to say dispatches from the underground? Dispatches from the underground.
Dispatches from the underground.
With your host,
Joey Steele. Up to no good. We're good?
Question authority.
Dispatches from the underground.
Question everything.
Dispatches from the underground!
Alright, welcome to Dispatches from the Underground. I'm your host, Joey Steele. Thanks for getting down with us. We are coming at you from the underground in New York City. That's where we are. This is what we do. I'm glad you could join us down here. And springtime is in the air in New York City. Everyone is abuzz with excitement for the new fresh spring air. And as the flowers emerge from the putrid ground on which we stand in this disgusting, infested cesspool of a city, it almost feels like new things, anything is possible. But so we're waiting for the brutal heat to all oppress us back into the realization that we can't do anything that we actually want to do. But for a moment, things seem possible. So spring is always an exciting season. And in that metaphor, motif, I don't actually know the science behind what word to use, but in that spirit, we're going to be talking about the new beginnings. Springtime is a time for new beginnings, and new beginnings is what we're going to talk about today. But the flip side of that is we're also going to be talking about the ending of old chapters or books. But most of us don't really read, so I guess it's like the ending of another television series or something. Anyway, we're going to talk about the end of old things and the beginning of new things. That's what we're going to talk about today. One of my favorite guests, Kate Hoos, is going to be coming on the show today. Kate and I are in a brand new band. Hence the spring is new beginning things. And we're going to be talking about that new band. That band is called Cop Out, COP/OUT, Cop Out. And we're going to be talking about that band, and we might be playing a song for them. We'll see where we're at with that. Maybe we'll air something, and I'm not sure. We're going to be talking about that at the end of the episode. In the beginning of the episode, Kate is figuratively going to lay you out with a bombshell she's going to drop on you about her band Lady Business and the last few shows Lady Business is going to be doing here in New York City. For those of you who don't know Lady Business, we played Lady Business on the show a few times, and it can be challenging staying up with all of the bands and all of the regions all across the U.S., but Lady Business was an important band here in New York City because it was holding down a very female-centric scene here and something that often gets overlooked. Which is the incredible women musicians we have in the city that are absolutely phenomenal. And then they still, in 2018, they're still getting overlooked. And Kate Hoos and Lady Business were really at the center of the punk and grunge and rock scene here and making sure that female artists had a platform in the underground scene to be presenting their music. She did an incredible job of curating wonderful shows with amazing bands. And a lot of bands owe her a lot. And Lady Business a lot. And while they may not have made a splash on the national and the international scene as much as they should have because they're making great music on their own, they are an amazing band and they've done a lot and they deserve a lot of credit for what's going on here in New York City. And so we're going to be talking about the end of that band and all of the important role that Lady Business has played here in New York City. Hopefully that not only, I mean, it's sad on one side, but it also hopefully inspires other people to realize that they have a responsibility and to take up that mantle where Lady Business is leaving off and do that not only in New York City, but also in whatever city they are. They don't need any special tools to do that. They just need the heart and passion. And obviously it helps when you have the talent of Kate Hoos, but also just the mentality of getting it done and representing the people you think are underrepresented in your scenes. Anyway, Kate's going to say it a whole lot better than me, so let's leave it to Kate to explain and talk about that a little bit more. We're going to talk about the beginning of the show, the impact and the legacy of Lady Business, and the end of Lady Business, and the last few shows they have coming up, and in the second half of the show, we're going to be talking about new beginnings, what Kate is moving on to, where she's going to be heading with things she's doing, and also our new band, Cop Out. We're going to be talking a little bit about that as well. That's today's show. I want to send a huge thank you to Kate Hoos for coming on the show, not only because she's a good friend and she's a bandmate, but she's also, like I said, been doing amazing stuff in New York City and is someone really to admire and look up to and be more like. Not only for me, but hopefully for other people. So thank you very much, Kate Hoos, for being such a wonderful person. Kate Hoos also runs a stage at Punk Island. We hopefully will be doing a show either with Kate Hoos or with Al Rosenberg or some other organizers of Punk Island in the very near future. Punk Island being one of the largest all free, all ages, all day punk fests in the country, happening June 23rd here in New York City. Again, it's all free, all ages, all punk music. There's six stages. There's dozens and dozens and dozens of bands. It's fantastic. It's absolutely one of my favorite events in every year, and it's going to be fantastic this year as well. Before we get to the discussion, I want to say a few other thank yous other than to Kate Hoos. I want to say thank you to Real Punk Radio, realpunkradio.com, for airing Dispatch from the Underground every Wednesday night. Go over to realpunkradio.com, check out all the wonderful programming they have going on over there, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy everything, not only Dispatches, but everything they have over there. So thank you very much, Real Punk Radio, especially Tommy Unit. I want to say thank you to everybody out there who continues to leave reviews on iTunes or wherever they listen to Dispatches from the Underground. Everyone out there who continues to share links to this podcast, everyone out there who continues to listen to this podcast, I really appreciate your continued interest and engagement. And please, if you do listen, let me know what you think of this show and what we should be doing, more of, what we should be doing less of, et cetera, et cetera. Send us a message on Facebook. Just search for Dispatch from the Underground, or on pretty much every piece of social media we are out there. I am on Instagram at JoeySteeleNYC. You can get a hold of us a million different ways. So hit us up. Let us know what's going on. Continue to listen and share. And let's get right to this episode with Kate Hoos from the band Lady Business and the band Cop Out. And we're going to be talking about the end of the old and the beginning of the new. Get down. All right. Before we get to the discussion between Kate and I, let's begin this with a tune. Kate, what song do you want to listen to start this episode off?
I have been obsessed with War on Women's new album. However, the song we're going to listen to is from their first album.
Oh shit. Okay.
But it's like one of my favorite songs. It's called Swagger, and it's like fucking blistering live or on record.
So here is War on Women from Baltimore, Maryland, singing Swagger. Get down.
Sing!
All right, what's up, Kate?
What's going on, Joseph?
Nothing. It's fucking kind of a somber day. Things are kind of, you know, it's spring. I guess it's like a revival of life or something like that. I don't really know. But there's some sad things, you know, in the universe, other than the fact that our president's a monster and there's, you know,
yeah,
people dying and suffering. Ignoring all that and focusing only on our scene, there's some sad things in the universe. People who listen to Dispatches may or may not remember a band that we've played a few times, Rats in the Wall, and the incredible singer from Rats in the Wall, Eva, just left the band. So that's some sad news.
Yeah, I was bummed. Very, very talented singer, really awesome band. Glad that we in Cop Out got to play with them a little bit before that happened.
Yeah, we got to do a little tour with them. So that's sad. I'm sure. I don't know if Rats is going to continue on without Eva. I don't know if Eva's going to continue on without Rats. But it is sad that they are their paths are going to be divergent. So there's some sad news there, but there's some sad news here, right in New York City as well.
So they say.
So let's get neck deep in some of the sadness. All right, from the top. What's the sad news, Kate?
Is it sad? I don't know. It's sad, but it's also. I don't know.
I just did like a 2-minute intro with that. Said it was sad. So
yeah.
Let's,
okay, it's sad.
Stick with the sad part.
Sorry, I can't. The tears. I need to compose myself. Well, if any of you have listened to this show before, you know I've been on a few times. You know I'm in a band called Lady Business, and that band is coming to a close. It is a chapter in my life that is coming to a close. Or maybe we're going on indefinite hiatus. I don't know. But yeah, we have two shows left. We're doing a really big blowout on May 26th at the Cobra Club. And then we're going to play a bit more of a shorter, subdued set at Punk Island. That's going to be our swan song, so to speak.
But it's no matter how you want to phrase it, it's the end of a chapter. It's the end of a significant, you know, not only in your life with Lady Business going to hiatus or ending for now, or ending in general, it's also a cornerstone of the scene here in New York City. I mean, Lady Business has been like the cornerstone of a huge section of the scene here in New York City for a long time.
4 years, baby, 4 years.
And super active, and a lot of people owe a lot to you and to Lady Business for helping them get a foothold in being able to play music in New York, but I mean, in touring bands and people who go to shows. I mean, Lady Business has been the cornerstone of a lot, not to mention Punk Island. But, you know, it's an end of a serious and significant chapter in your life and in New York City.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in a lot of bands, and this is the first band I got to play a show outside of New York or New Jersey with. The first band I got to, like, really, like, do, like, touring and being in a studio. I mean, I recorded demos or whatever, but this is, like, the most serious band I have been in. It's the first band I played guitar in. It's funny, when we started the band, like, Crystal and I had met each other through other bands, and we started hanging out, we hit it off. We had a lot of similar interests and music tastes, so we just decided to do our own thing. We were going to do a Bratmobile cover band. And
oh,
then,
really?
Yeah, that's the origin story. And then, so we learned a couple Bratmobile songs. I had been a drummer. She was a bassist who had dabbled a little bit with drums, and I dabbled a little bit with guitar. I had a guitar, so we just decided that's what the instruments we were going to play, and we both, like, barely knew how to play, but we played loud, and we didn't play that fast at that point, but we just played loud, and we just played like we were confident, and like we, like, there was nothing to it. So I think that's why people always, like, thought we were, like, these great musicians. But in the beginning, I was like, oh, fuck, I don't know. But, I mean, hey, playing bass now, like, my hands are so much more dexterous. So I'm like, damn, I should have started playing bass a long time ago, because I play bass in Cop Out. But I don't even remember my train of thought. But, yeah, I mean, it's been a very significant chapter in my life, and I've grown a lot through it. And it's, like, maybe an experience somebody would have had when they were, like, not in their mid-30s, but that was, you know, from my mid to my late 30s, but that's my experience. So I, you know, and it was sad. It was very, very sad. Like, we made the decision over 6 months ago. Like, we didn't announce it for quite a while. I immediately, like, went on a tour right after that. And I had a lot of time to think about it and process it.
Went on tour with someone else.
I went on tour as a merch and support person with another band, Overlake, who's an indie band. I don't know if fans of Dispatches would be into them, but
yeah, sure. We listen to music. It's great.
I love indie music. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, music usually sucks, but I'm sure Overleg is really good.
they're a great band, great people. But
so how did Lady Business come to a close? Because like I said, I consider Lady Business to be a huge part of the scene here in New York City the last 4 years, and you've revitalized and carved out an area and a space that hasn't existed in New York City punk in a long time. And we, not that I've been here forever, but I've been here for a long time. And when you came around Lady Business, you brought something new that hasn't been around in a long time. And I think it's really important. Personally, I think it's really important, and I think a lot of people would agree, but we all want to know why is it ending?
Well, let me just thank you for that. I never intended to like set out to start a scene or anything like that, but I just remember going to shows as a kid and there were no women unless they were selling merch or and there were no queer people, very few people of color. I'm not a person of color. I'm just saying like in general. It's just that's kind of like I just wanted that space for everybody, you know, and it's still like, you know, there's still things I need to work on. Everybody needs to work on. But I'm happy to hear that it's made an impact.
I think it's undeniable that it made an impact.
Yeah.
It's impossible to deny that it made an impact. Lady Business and you particularly, I think, have made a huge impact on New York City. And I think a lot of other bands is undeniable. I think when you go to a show that you put on, it's undeniable. And with Punk Island, it's undeniable. But, you know, with so much going for Lady Business and that scene being so responsive to you, why is Lady Business coming to an end then?
Well, it is coming to an end because, you know, we are all in our 30s. Because we've since become a trio since we started in late 2016. Crystal moved to just vocals and we invited Emily from the amazing band Sister Munch to play with us in a Bikini Kill cover band, and that went so well, so we invited her to join the band. So flash forward to now, you know, we all are in our 30s. I'm the oldest, but it's just, I'm the oldest.
You don't need to be completely honest. It's okay.
Everyone, it's fine. I don't know.
Everyone listening to Dispatches expect a bit of lies. It's fine.
I'm 22. But no, it's just harder for us to be able to commit the time that we need. Crystal is a senior photo editor at Getty Images, and she has a really great career going. That is her focus, and she wants that to be her focus, and that's awesome. She's worked really hard to get where she is, and she does a lot of stuff with United Photo Industries, who produced Photoville, which is a really big photo fest that happens in Brooklyn Beach Park.
A photo fest?
Yeah, it's kind of like it's like Punk Island for photographers because it's like
nerdy.
It is, and it's awesome, and it's like an outdoor thing in like shipping containers. So.
What do I know?
And then Emily's very busy. Sister Munch has been doing great things. They just opened for War on Women. They're going to be doing that again. She also has a really great job and a career she's focused on. She's in urban forestry. She works for the city. Like, so they have like really cool things going on. And I've taken a step back from my career. I had a very long career in logistics and management and stuff like that. And I just was tired of working full time and tired of, so I've kind of gotten to a place where I'm like, I want to, before it's too late, before I'm like 50 and I look back and I'm like, well, I want to, you know, go on tour and do all this stuff. Like, you know, but I also realistically know that unfortunately that's not the band that I'm going to be able to do it with.
Because everybody else's schedules and things.
Yeah. And because, you know, it's not wrong that they want to focus on their careers. Like, you know, if I had a really banging job like that, like, you know,
well, I think it's wrong, but I mean, no one asked me.
Of course, think it's wrong.
No problem here.
But I just think, you know, it's just time. It's a natural progression. And then it's like at that point, are we going to keep playing local shows? When it's like maybe it's the point in the band where we should be taking next steps, but we can't. So for right now, it's like, you know, we still plan to like do music together, probably maybe in other capacities. Like we have our Bikini Kill cover band and Emily and I are planning to do something, a different cover band, Minor Threat, for Halloween. you know, so we're still going to do stuff. We're still friends. Like it's all good, but it's just like, you know, like it takes a lot to write, to plan things and to, you know, and when everybody has different goals, like it's okay. It's okay.
I mean, it's almost courageous to me and brave to me because, you know, I was talking to Eva about this a little bit too, and the fact that she's leaving Rats in the Wall, and they have all the success. And Lady Business also is having all the success and is recognized for...
Well, not like Rats.
But still, you know,
they got a up higher on the rung than us.
But, you know, you both are just being recognized for how much work you've put into the band and the scenes that you're in the last few years. And just starting to get recognized for it. And then to walk away from that is so difficult. Sometimes I'm jealous of it, you know, I love All Torn Up, the band, one of the bands I'm in. I love it. And at the same time, when we get credit, and it's, I appreciate all the credit, but those guys don't really want to tour that much and do a lot of the stuff that I want to do, make this my life. And all respect to them, I love them like family, and I can't walk away from it. And sometimes I'm jealous. I'm like, maybe I should, you know, maybe that's the healthy, positive decision to make. So I'm kind of jealous. At the same time, I think it's brave and difficult and challenging.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, maybe this will be a surprise to my bandmates if they're listening. I had thought about it before this came up about leaving, but then I was like, I can't. I don't want to. And then we kind of mutually decided that was going to be like. Then when it came up again, we all it was a mutual decision. More between Crystal and I, and then we came to Emily with it. To let things go. And then we, like, again, like, we had a few months. It was a few months before we announced it, because, like, it was a weird time, because, like, we put out an EP and then we immediately went on, like, a mini tour and everything. And so it was like the cylinders were firing hot, but we knew that what was going to come. But, you know, again, like, having Cop Out now, like, it's kind of lessened a little bit of it, because it does become a part of your identity. Like, you know, I have seen, like, people out wearing my band shirt, and it's like, that's so cool. Or like, I was messaging somebody who's playing Punk Island the other day, and she was asking me, oh, what's the lineup and stuff, and I told her the full lineup, and I don't think that she even realized I was in Lady Business. And she's like, oh my, I love Lady Business.
Oh, really?
And I was like, that's so cool to hear that. Or like, people will come up to me, I love your band, and I'm like, always like, they're mistaking me for somebody else. So I'm like, yeah, what's it called? And people are like, Lady Business. And I'm like, okay. Because I'm always like convinced they're like, they have me mixed up with somebody else. Like, oh, you're in that other band that everybody likes. But
just so, take the compliment.
I know. The name. I know.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I mean, it is like, it was something that I had to move through certain stages of grief to get beyond. You know, and again, probably going on that tour right after we made the decision, like, where I was away from everything. I was away from New York. I was long drives through the South in the back of a van. Like, I got to think about a lot of it. And, you know, I can't say I did everything that I wanted to do with that band, but we did a lot. We did do a lot. And, you know, to hear you say we reached a lot of people. And I know that we did. I know that it was important and it was special. And we've made some really amazing friends, some of whom will be playing are playing on the stage at Punk Island, and then some of whom are also playing the penultimate show at Cobra Club on the 26th. Basic Bitches, they are our ride or die bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you said it, not me.
I know. Yeah. Joey doesn't like to say the word bitch.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
But no, they're really amazing friends of ours that we met through the band, the Lonelyers too. Like, they're amazing friends that we met Basic Bitches kind of like early on, and then we met the Lonelyers a little bit later. And then Thundera is also playing. They're a band that I met on my own. I met them before I knew Crystal, before I knew anybody. And they've just always been supportive. They're wonderful human beings. They played so many shows with us. And so it's really special to us that we're able to have those three bands help us say goodbye. Like, and it's also funny because I just looked up the dates. It's 4 years and a day to our first show.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. So, and we crashed our first show. It was a show that I was booking. It was 3 weeks, 18 days after our first practice.
Shut up. That's crazy.
A band that I booked dropped off a show, and I'm at practice. The show is the next day. I'm at practice, and Crystal's like, I was looking at my phone. I was like, God damn it! And she's like, what's wrong? I was like, man, a fucking band dropped off for tomorrow. She's like, well, I guess we're playing then. I was like, wait, what? I was like, this band's not even 3 weeks old. And
how many songs do you have?
Well, it's funny because I used to sit in my bedroom and write these little riffs and write them down in a book so I wouldn't forget them, because I whatever. I would always forget things. And so I had
being
like,
in a band with you now, I can see that happening.
Yeah, you know. If I don't write it down, I forget it. And then I have ADD. It's like a thing. for real. It's not just like, oh, technology makes me crazy. Like, I really have it. Like,
yeah, I believe it.
Really challenging.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Also some OCD maybe. You've moved this bottle like maybe seven times.
You hear the bottle?
We've been sitting here.
How
many songs do you guys have?
So I think that we had a couple Ratmobile covers, and then we had maybe seven or eight
oh, wow.
originals. Cause
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Yeah, I like brought in these riffs, and like we were just really charged up and energized because like no shade to the bands we were in. I'm not going to mention the bands that we were in at that time, but we were both really unhappy with the bands we were in, which is kind of why we were drawn to each other and drawn to start Lady Business, because you know we felt free and like we were experimenting. It was all new, like I'm playing a new instrument, so like it was a very productive time. So yeah, I mean, we probably fucked those songs like way up.
I'm sure it was fantastic.
But yeah, like,
so 4 years in a day. When is the show?
May 26th at Cobra Club in Brooklyn.
In Bushwick, Brooklyn.
You should come.
It's the spot. May 26th.
May 26th, the Jefferson L stop. And I don't care if it's Memorial Day weekend. You can go to the beach on Sunday or Monday.
Also, honestly, fuck Memorial Day weekend. So,
I knew you would say that.
Yeah, I don't know. You shouldn't have told me. Now I'm definitely coming, and I'm definitely burning like seven flags.
All
but
right.
like out the venue.
Yeah,
outside.
Yeah, don't do it in the venue.
Yeah, no. I got respect, obviously. All right, so May 26th, Cobra Club, the last hurrah for Lady Business.
Yeah, it's the big blowout. We're planning some special surprises. Some songs that have not been played in a long time
And then Punk Island is the last absolute final thing. Mm-hmm. June 23rd.
Randall's Island. But don't use that as an excuse to skip the 26th, because that's honestly like we're going to play like an extended set. We've got some deep cuts.
Yeah, Punk Island is also
Punk
you're running a stage.
20 minutes and we're done.
And you're running a stage, so it's like super hectic. This is really the last hurrah on the 26th. All right. Let's end this segment with a song from Lady Business. I'm going to put you on the spot. I didn't tell you we're going to do this, but what song would you like to listen to from Lady Business?
It's from our new EP. It's called Poseidon. And it's a reference to the Poseidon Adventure, because a man that we got into a verbal altercation with said we were assholes, and talking to you kids is like being in the Poseidon Adventure.
Also, but that is one of my favorite movies. I absolutely love that movie.
Yeah, it's not about like a sea monster or a shipwreck or anything, the song itself. Mm. It's about mansplaining. And it's funny because when we started the band, like all the Riot Girl and punk bands like at the time like all had catcalling songs. Now everybody has mansplaining songs, and I fucking love it. I fucking love it. But yeah, this song's totally pure mansplaining, motherfucker.
Poseidon by Lady Business.
Get down.
Oh,
All right, we're going to get to the things that we're moving on to, the things that you're doing now, in a second. But we ended that segment talking about Poseidon by Lady Business, and you said that the song was a little bit about the Poseidon Adventure, and I got super excited because I fucking love the Poseidon Adventure movie, but it's not actually about the movie, it's about mansplaining. And then you told me the story while we're listening to the song. You told me the story, and the story is fucking hilarious. So can you explain this mansplanation a little more?
So it was a case of mistaken mansplaining, which I feel kind of dumb about after the fact.
Mistaken mansplaining?
But okay.
I might be fault of that. I might do that a lot.
So what happened was I was personally having a bad night. I doubt she's listening, but like my ex and I were starting to break up at that point. Like that night, I didn't realize it was happening. So it was just a bad night, but I doubt she's listening. So sorry if you are.
And fuck if you're not listening.
So it was just a bad night, and I had technical problems with my gear, and I was like just in a bad mood. So this guy comes up to Emily and I outside of the show, and he says, "Oh,
after Lady Business played,
after we played, we had just debuted this song, it was brand new, and he's like, oh, you know how you could be a better drummer?" And me being in a bad mood, I didn't even let Emily answer. I just went off. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, did you not just see our set? Did you not just hear that song? Do not fucking, how could you say that to her? I was like, she's an amazing drummer. Like, you fucking, oh, and I was like.
Awesome.
And he's like, what? And then he's like yelling back at us. And then he like gets to the punchline. He's like, what? She should just drink some beet juice. Ha ha ha. So he's trying to tell a bad dad joke. So now I'm like, oh, great. Now I'm like, I'm just in such a bad, you know, when you get in a bad mood and you just like, everything is just like zero to fuck you in like 2 seconds. Like, so that's where I was. And then I was like, oh man. And I apologized to Emily. I was like, I'm sorry. I went off on that guy. She's like, no, it's whatever. But then that's when he's like, oh, it's like a fucking Poseidon Adventure.
Wait. So wait, when you yelled at him because he said something dumb, then after the whole thing is like resolved, then he says it's like the Poseidon Adventure.
As he was like walking away, he's like,
"You
kid,
80 years old?
You kid?" He was older. He was like my dad.
Who references? I love it.
Yeah,
but who references the Poseidon
Adventure?
Definitely
older than I am now when the Poseidon Adventure came out. But so yeah, it was you know, a case of like a really bad dad joke, and I was caught in a bad moment. But again, like yeah, like dude, I said to him, I was like, "Don't you think there's a better way you could have phrased that? Like you could have led with, hey, maybe." You must be a really good drummer because you drink beet, or you must drink beet juice because you're a really good drummer. I was like, there's a better way to phrase that. I was like, you need to be cognizant of how you're talking to women, because like, you know how many fucking times she's heard that? Like, you know how many fucking times I've heard it? Like, oh, well, you know what you could do better? Like by some dude just walking up the same show. I had a dude try to, like, when I was having technical problems with my gear. Oh, well, you know, you should do this and you shouldn't play your pedals. Okay. And I'm like, dude, okay. So I should just make the delay on the one song that happens here and then the echo over there. And, you know, my reverb, I should just like turn that off because you think so it was just that happened to me. So I actually got mansplained at that show by somebody else. So it was just a bad fucking night, and then it turned into this whole twisted like bad dad joke that we named the song after.
Honestly, that guy's super lucky you didn't just stab him, because that would have been just fine. I think
that would have been your response.
No, yeah, I think it's totally acceptable.
I'm like, not really a stabby kind of person.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really a stabby person.
But yeah, that's so crazy. And the things that people say to you directly, it's mostly people are nice, you know, and they say like really nice things. But like when you're breaking down your gear and you're like getting off the set and like you just finished and you can't breathe and you're like,
yeah, and this person's like in your face telling you a badly worded bad dad joke.
The things that people say to you after you've been on a stage that they feel they have the right to say to you are just fucking crazy.
At least it's better than like one of my old bands. Somebody asked me if we could cover Rammstein. So, I mean, I don't know.
How would you even cover a Rammstein song? Like it's like a techno song. Yeah,
you didn't know Lady Business is a techno band?
The worst, the other day someone comes up to me and someone's like, yo, and I'm like, okay, I'm just breaking my shit down, it's cool, whatever, but let me stop doing this, and he's like, yo, I love your shirt, and I'm like, that's it? That's what you want to say
that,
to me?
That was me, sorry.
You're like, yo, Subhumans are great, I'm like, yeah, thank you. The Subhumans are great. We just played too, and we were great, but that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. If you only sell it.
Yeah,
dude. Anyway. All right. Let's talk about the future.
The future.
Also, people should go out and see The Poseidon Adventure. It was like the first disaster movie ever made, and everyone's copying it, and it's really fucking good, and you should go out and watch it.
Real talk, I've never actually seen it. I don't know if I mentioned that before, but I will now that my band has a song named after it.
And it's really good.
Now that Joey Steele's recommending it.
I got a side story. We can delete this. I got arrested in New York City. When I first moved here, I didn't have any money, but I had a DVD player on my computer, and I was like, oh man, I'm so fucking bored. I'm like living, I'm like squatting in this fucking place in Brooklyn. I need to watch some movie. And I didn't have the internet. So I stole a bunch of DVDs from a store, and one of them was Poseidon Adventure, and I got caught.
Sorted details of Joey Steele's
because
life.
In Cleveland, where I'm from, there are, no one has cameras, but there was actually a security guard watching cameras. So he caught me, and then I just ran. He was in the back room, and then he just got up and left, and I just ran out. Anyway, that's a fun story. But it was because it was a Poseidon Adventure. So watch it. It's worth getting arrested for. All right. So what's new? What's the lady business chapter closing, and new chapters are beginning. What's the plan, Kate?
Well, I have been playing with you in Cop Out. It's weird because we've actually...
Tell me more about that.
Tell me more about Cop Out. We've actually been a band for a while now, but like we just started like playing out. We tried me on drums for a little while. That was not... I'm not cut out to be a fast punk rock.
No, you pop are. Punk.
I'm an alt rock drummer through and through.
No.
I'm going to see the Breeders immediately after this, so that should tell you something.
Love You're a great drummer. You're a great drummer.
Yeah, if it's the right style. Like, John, our drummer now, is amazing. But yeah, so I'm playing bass in Cop Out. We are planning a tour for the summer. We just did a pretty cool show with Crack Rock Steady 7. You know, people seem like they're responding well. We got our little write-up in Dying Scene.
Oh, that's right.
So yeah.
We call this tongue-in-cheek, though, which I don't really know what that means. But
it means where we have crazy stage banter.
Okay, yeah, we do.
We're always sarcastic, which is true. The truth.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's been really great, like exploring a different instrument and playing bass, which is something I haven't done seriously before. We're recording a demo. We're getting ready to do some out of town stuff. So I'm really excited about that. It's a very big departure for me from Lady Business, but I do plan. I'm cheating on everybody. Everybody's in two bands. Everybody. I feel like everybody's in like 25 bands. But I do plan to start a fuzzy, grungy, noisy type project that I can play guitar in. Been talking to some people, and that's going to be a summertime thing.
Like some weirder music. You want some weirder shit.
Yeah, yeah. I like
every time we write a song, Cop Out, Kate's like, "This is good. It's like poppy, but could we do it weirder?" And we're all like,
"Yeah." And I like our harder stuff. Yeah, I like a lot of experimental music. Like people are very surprised at like what I listen to. We won't get into that because I could talk for hours. But
thank you, thank you.
So yeah, we're doing that, and I have been really pushing myself to get my photography career really going because that, again, because of my long career of working for other people, that kind of got derailed. I went to college for that. And took about 12 years off to do other things that, I mean, whatever, you know, it made me really good at doing punk events because I know logistics inside and out. So I'm really pushing myself to do that. And
you went to school for photography?
I did.
Oh, I didn't know you went to school for that.
Yeah.
Oh.
But in the 12 years that I took off, a lot of things changed. Mm. I learned primarily on film. Shooting slides and shooting with big, large format cameras and stuff. So it's been a little bit of a learning curve getting used to like a completely digital environment and some of that stuff. And also I was not trained as a journalist. So I'm learning the whole like, hey, blog or magazine, I want to shoot this event for you and things like that. And like just cold pitching and then getting clients and stuff. So it's, you know, I do have,
that's funny that that's the journalist training that we need. It's like fucking pitching a fucking capitalist. It's true.
No
though.
Shame
it's true.
To journalists, but yeah, I mean, it's just like, so there's things I'm picking up. I have some, fortunately I have a couple of good friends who advise me when I need help. So I, you know, it's a whole new chapter, and part of that chapter is I'm doing my first solo exhibition as a photographer, and it's my first solo exhibition in 9 years, because the last one I did mixed media collage and painting in Jersey City. I was very active in the Jersey City art scene a long time ago as a mixed media artist, but as I've gotten back to the passion of photography, I wanted to do a solo show, and I was, you know, it's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Tracy Bradbury, who is the booker and the booking manager at Cobra Club. She's fantastic. She is an unsung hero of the scene. She always helps me out with whatever we need for Punk Island, for Lady Business. So the same night of our big blowout show, there will be...
May 26th.
There will be an opening of my solo exhibition, and it's going to be music photography that will hopefully, if I can get my ass in gear and get everything together that I want together. So I'm going to be working on this. I'll deny I said this later. I'm going to be working on this to like the day of or the day before, because it's got to get hung the day before. But the images should span from 1999 all the way up to like War on Women is going to be in that show. I just shot War on Women. That was in Brooklyn Vegan. It's also, some of those photos are also going to be in Revolver magazine. So some really cool things are happening in, you know, so as this one door has, at times it's been painful, but also at times it's, you know, it's a healthy moving on. You know, I'm not going to lie and say I haven't been sad about Lady Business ending, but again, it's an opportunity to do something. So like, because I'm not so hung up on that anymore, like not hung up on the band, but hung up on
doing that work.
No, yeah. But I, you know, I was sad about it ending, and like, I was like letting that divert my energy. But so I've had the energy to like focus on, pardon the pun, like what's good for me and what's good for my career moving forward. Feels weird to use the word career, but, and I also have some traveling that I'm planning to do. Because again, for years I worked for other people. I had very high pressure jobs that I could not take time off. If I took time off, I would have to make it up somewhere else. Mm. It was like really, really difficult way to live. I'm glad, you know, I don't have as much money or health insurance anymore. So you gotta pick an evil.
But that's the thing, is like, if you want to move forward on the thing you're most passionate about, if you want to move forward on something new, you can't always keep going on the things you've been doing for so terribly long, whether they're good or whether they're bad.
It was a really difficult choice to make. And I basically jumped with very little safety net. If I ever got myself in trouble, like I have friends and family that would help me, but you know,
you can also just rob people.
Yeah, you rob a fucking bank.
Yeah. Well, people are easier than banks, yeah, but sure.
I loaned you my ski mask.
For a club. I got a whole club.
I've had some people along the way who've really helped out, like, oh, this temp thing is opening up, or, you know, Cobra Club has been a godsend because I've kind of like joined their staff as a fill-in, and they, you know, are able to get me several shifts a month, you know, in between like when I can pick up jobs. So if you're looking for a photographer, let me know. Hire me. I'd love it. Contact me for rates and whatever. Whositron@gmail.com.
Whositron@gmail.com.
Hositron. I'm working on getting a proper website. So that's another thing. Like when I was in school, I was not taught any of that stuff, because like it was like you put your portfolio of prints in a box and you brought it to somebody with white gloves on. Like that was kind of the training I got. Like, no shade, whatever. I'm glad I learned all of that. But
when did you go to school, Kay? I mean, I feel like the internet exists.
I stopped in 2005.
Started
in 99, but I kind of like went. Weird. And yeah, it was like a weird, because I went to a small, it's a Jersey thing. Like, I went to a small county college. Like, it was like, but they had a really good photography program. It was better than any of the state schools. And it was like designed, like, you learn the shit, you learn how to do lighting and all that shit. And it's designed to get you out to work on an assistant level. Like, I didn't get a bachelor's degree, but like, you know, on that level, to get you started, entry level, go out to work. And it was very, it was all based on 90% based on film. Mm. So, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I guess if that was their focus, I guess it's fine that they didn't know the internet existed. But
well, they knew the internet existed, but I think the program hadn't quite adapted to that yet. But yeah, because Lightroom didn't exist while I was there. But
I've been in dark rooms. I think they got that backwards.
Oh,
it's supposed to be dark rooms.
Yeah. I was in the dark room. I used to get kicked out of the dark room all the time. Not for doing anything bad, but because I just wanted to stay there all the time. They're like, we have to close now. You know, we have to close. You have to go home. But yeah,
there's so much going on. You got Cop Out, an incredible, not to be biased, but an incredible band.
The best band.
And but when this
we have great shirts too.
Actually, when this episode goes up, we should have our demo out. So
yeah, we're working on it.
We'll post the
if Joey and I can stop bickering about it.
Yeah, if we can stop bickering for fucking like 2 minutes about the songs, we might be able to get this out.
We love each other.
Yeah, we just also love bickering, so it's tough to figure out which one we love more. But yeah, we should have a demo out soon, so you can go. We'll post.
Yeah, we'll post it on the internet.
We'll post that Bandcamp page on our Dispatches page and on our Cop Out page, which you can check out on Facebook as well. COP/OUT. So there's Cop Out. And then Whositron is doing tons of great photography available for all of your weddings and concert needs.
I don't do weddings.
You don't do weddings?
I do not do weddings.
Well, then I'll just fucking
I'll do engagement photos, but weddings, I just...
Why?
I have done a few weddings, and they just really put a bad taste in my mouth. Unless it's like
all for your engagement needs.
Very special occasion, I will be very, very reluctant to do a wedding.
So don't get married, but get engaged, and then engaged all day.
Never say never. I would do a wedding, but it would have to be the right circumstances
and a lot of money. So
yes, a significant price tag.
Whosatron@gmail.com.
Yes, that's also my Instagram, my Twitter, my website. My bad website, whosatron.com. So that's where you can find me.
Thanks for coming on, Kate. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'll see you all in hell.
See you all on May 26th.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Sorry.
And then we're all like after Punk Island, then the earth is going to just careen off the edge.
Most likely, yeah.
It's going to be like Terminator 2.
Either way, definitely going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. Get down. All right, let's take a little break. Let's listen to another tune. Kate, what do you want to listen to?
There's a really rad band they're half from Philly, half from Jersey, called Spandex, that is going to be playing my stage at Punk Island, the show. So they're a really fucking awesome band, and I want to listen to them right now.
They're going
to
be playing June 23rd. They're playing the Whosatron stage at Punk Island. It's Saturday, June 23rd. It's not on Father's Day. We've had so many complaints about it being on Father's Day. So all of you fucking old men can finally come. Thank God.
You asked, we listen.
Yeah. So this is going to be June 23rd. Spandex is playing. Lady Business is playing. Who else is playing your stage at Punk Island?
Witch Slap. I'm filling in on guitar with them. The Lonelier, Sister Munch, Universe Ignore Her, True Dreams.
True Dreams. We played with them, right?
True Dreams is great. Neva. Who the fuck else? Oh, my God. I'm on the spot now.
I think that's
Dunning-Kruger, Niall Osseros. Fuck.
I've never remembered all the bands playing my stage. Yeah.
There's 14 bands total. I'm so sorry if I'm forgetting any of you. On my stage.
Six stages total, five other stages with an equal number of bands. So there's like 70 something bands playing that day.
Yeah,
so
there's some serious talent.
Incredible bands playing. Make sure you get there. June 23rd, it's going to be on
Randall's Island.
And you will see Spandex from the East Coast. Here they are. Get down. Alright, that's the end of the episode. Hope you all dug that. Thanks again to Kate Hoos for stopping by and doing this episode with us. Much luck to her and her photography work. Again, their contact information was in the episodes. If y'all want to holler at her for doing band photos or shooting the show, she's an incredible photographer, so make sure you reach out to her. And she's doing the last Lady Business shows in the very near future here in New York City. So make sure you go out and see that band before you don't have a chance to do that anymore. May 26th at Cobra Club here in Brooklyn. So thank you again, Kate Hughes. Thanks again to Lady Business. Thank you guys, everyone out there, for listening. I hope you all gotten some insight from this episode and from the passion of Kate Hughes and the insight that we seek on this show. You know, the whole point of this show is to bring you the best artists and fighters and dreamers and reflectors and people we know and we could find, and hopefully you can crawl inside their brain a little bit and see how things work and see how they're functioning and be inspired by their passion and their art and their insight. That's why we do this show. Hope you all dig that. Hope you all spread the word. Please let people know about Dispatchers from the Underground. We have a merch store on our website, dispatchersfromtheunderground.com. You can support the show by going there and buying a little something for you or your cousin or your friend. All of my bands have merch up there, all torn up. Skullcaster, Cop Out has t-shirts for sale up there as well. So please go there, buy some merch. There is a donate section on the website as well. If that is the position you're in and you can donate to the show, we would greatly appreciate it. If that's not, you go to the merch page, get some merch for yourself, and leave us some money, and we really appreciate that as well. Even if you're not in a position to be spending money like that, no worries. The show will continue to be free and will continue to hopefully inspire you and deliver you the most passionate people we can find and the people who inspire us. And we're going to sit down and crawl inside their brains and open it up for you to get a hold of all for free. Every single week you can go to dispatchfromtheunderground.com and get episodes. New ones are up every 2 weeks, but we have a ton of incredible guests in our backlog. So there's an archive section on our website, dispatchfromtheunderground.com. Go check that out with all the other incredible links up there. And we will see you again in a couple of weeks. And until then, I hope you all keep digging it. Get down. All right, we started the discussion between Kate and I talking about some of the somber things going on in the world, and one of those things happening in our scene is the fact that Eva Hall from Rats in the Wall is leaving the band, and was in an amazing band, Gather, incredible musician, wonderful human being. I love everybody in that band, and I'm super sad to see it end, but we figure we should bring it back to the beginning of the discussion and end with a song from Rats in the Wall here on this episode.
Manufactured Desire, my favorite song.
Should we play Manufactured Desire? Yeah. All right, Kate Hughes wants it. We're going to play it right here. We've played this song many times before. It is absolutely one of my favorite songs in the world. But don't be disturbed or distressed. Kate Hughes also loves this song, so maybe that negates my liking it, and hopefully you will like it too then. Here is Manufactured Desire by Orange County's Rats in the Wall. They do have a new album out. This song is not on that album. It's on an older album, but their new album, Warbound, is on Indecision Records. I'm sure you can get it on Indecision's page on their website. So go to Indecision Records, pick up Warbound by Rats in the Wall. Without further ado, here it is, Rats in the Wall, Manufactured Desire. Get down.